Welcome to the 65th and final episode of Aloha Aina. Over the course of this series, we've explored Hawaiian kinship with the natural world, looking at the ideals of Aloha Aina and a relationship with land that emphasizes reciprocity and reverence. We explored the history of the Hawaiian nation and the radical changes that have occurred since Captain James Cook sailed into island waters. And we heard the voices of people who are working across Hawaii today, intent on restoring a sense of balance and honor to the human relationship with land. We give the final word of the series to Dr. Sam Gaughan.
Taking us to modern days, when people are talking about Aloha Aina again, kind of strongly, I think there's a great hunger for a recapturing of the ancient relationships. But we live in a modern world, and it's hard to recapture those relationships in the same way that existed before contact. And yet, one can, if one just lives in Hawaii, you don't have to be Hawaiian to appreciate the history of this place, that which makes this place unique, and to assert to yourself that you will have a strong and protective and nurturing reciprocal relationship with those resources, so that you know that if you take care of them, that ecosystem in turn will take care of you. So that will be the key to true self-sustainability, if that's what we're going for here. And I hope we are.
The Aloha Aina series has been sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.